The Dad Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
Yeah, what would you like me to say?
Okay, so when you talk, you gotta be like
stable.
Like you're about ready to lick the tip.
So should I like position myself so I don't have to move my head away?
You can.
It's like whatever's comfortable for you. That's the most important thing.
You can move this out towards you. You can move it away from you. So like that's
where do you want me?
Sit where you're
this is so great. Is this what's the movie where he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands? Is that a Will Ferrell thing?
No, is that Jonah Hill or whatever? Is that
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill.
It might be.
Who is it?
Or he says, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Is that
I don't...
super bad?
It might be.
I haven't seen
it
that in years.
Okay, so it's gonna bug me.
Maybe. Yeah. So one thing you'll want to get a little bit closer. So if that's where you're comfortable. Have him pitch that mic a little bit towards his face. There we go.
Okay.
Is
that better?
Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Because that's the most important thing. Like, because you're
passes out in 15 minutes. Well, I guess he was comfortable.
Let me take it down here.
From the floor. You guys got any bean bags? That's where I'm comfortable.
Brandon yanks out a sleeping bag.
Right, there's now a third rule.
No sleeping on the floor during the podcast.
Exactly. That's our one rule. Besides no religion
and no
politics.
It's bullshit.
It's no sleeping during the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to another Brews with the Dudes podcast. I am Jake Lindquist.
I am Donnie Allen.
And we've got a special guest with us today.
Yeah, we have a longtime listener, first time caller tonight. you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brandon Sarla.
Yeah, and we've known you for ages.
A long time.
Oh, God, since high school?
Yeah, it's very long.
Very long. Very long.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go with that. So, hey, thanks for coming out, man. It's been a while. We were hoping you were going to be able to make it happen. So, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I planned on it, and then the family got COVID. And then just life, and here we are.
Oh, my God.
That's the story of the winter.
The last 3 years, God 2 years. Yeah, it's just, we were doing this, and then we got COVID.
Yep, so we just
blocked. This close.
God damn, that's just ridiculous.
You're a relatively new dad, too, so, I mean, figuring all that out, and kid gets sick, and all that kind of crap,
it's been so much fun.
So how old is the little one now?
9 months. The 27th will be 10 months.
How does she tolerate it? Did she even show
fine.
Any
she
COVID
awesome.
Signs?
We watched Harry Potter and sat in bed. She, like, chewed on my finger while,
Isn't it amazing?
Did you chew on the other fingers?
No, dude, I was out of it, she was just chewing.
It's crazy though, like the way COVID affects the older you are, the more it fucks you up.
Oh yeah,
for the most part, like these kids, they just shrug it off like it's nothing, and then grandpa's in the back puking his guts up, and
we're passed life out for a day and a half.
Whereas like any other flu, it's no joke for the youngins,
It took you out for
thank
what?
Goodness.
3 weeks.
Two weeks. I had a fever for like a straight week. Week and a half, like 101.5, couldn't kick it at all.
Yikes!
Yeah, it was like a delusional brain boil. It was pretty intense. Jesus. But,
really? So I keep hearing that there's like serious brain fog with it.
Yep, I actually woke up like many times like just boiling, because I'd take acetaminophen to help my fever come down so I could go to bed. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night just boiling, like just like hot, like
yikes.
So hot. And I'd like wake up and I'd go downstairs and I'd stand outside when it was like -10 outside on my front porch. And it was just like, I was just so, you're just like delusional, you're just, it's like a brain boil. Like it's just
weird.
Yeah, it was, I'd wake up just so confused. Like, what am I doing? Like, what's going on, dude? It was so frustrating because your body, like something's supposed to be happening right now, and your body's just like, dude, I'm dying or something.
Right. Oh my God, that'd be so strange. Like, so there's just like a straight up brain fog that happens. So what is that like? Are you talking like you're not processing thoughts the same way?
Oh, not at all. No, you're like, I described it as one dimensional. Like your thought process is one dimensional. Like you're thinking about like I need to go get something to eat. That's, dude, you're talking about getting up, you're talking about walking down to wherever the food is, and then you're talking about either preparing the food or getting the food, whatever. No, it was, I'm going to the bathroom to, like, limp in there to fill up my water, and I'm in bed.
Holy shit. Damn. It hit you hard.
Dude, the whole family. It was pretty damn, intense. Damn, dude. Went right through it. Wasn't a big deal. But
the worst thing, too, is when you're sick, the last thing you want to do is take care of a baby.
No.
Because you're just feeling like shit, and, you know, she poops or she's hungry, and like, shit, I gotta go make a bottle.
Yeah, it could have been crap. Could have been resting, recovering, but we watched Harry Potter, the entire series, start to finish in
nice
3 days.
Holy crap. Wouldn't
have been able to do it without COVID.
Let's see, that's 8 movies, right? Because the last book was two parts. Yeah.
Okay.
At one point,
it's our generation. I'm sorry. We grew up on Harry Potter.
I'm the elder millennial.
Yeah, you guys are the younger millennials. You're Lord of the Rings. We're Harry Potter.
No, that's actually that is spot on. That's 100% what it is.
You definitely don't have to pit them against each other. It's not.
No, no. We all know Harry Potter's better. So.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. Well, good. I mean, I'm glad that you're doing better, because that sounds freaking awful.
Yeah. No, How long ago was that? Experience.
2 days ago?
Yeah.
Cough my direction.
I haven't coughed since I came inside.
Yeah, November or something. End of November.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that shit just takes you out. Yeah, and then you can possibly can be contagious after that, too. And
yeah.
It's just a shit show.
Yeah, it really is.
So you're the last one that needs to get this.
Yeah, don't say that.
Oh, I know. Like,
well, it's not that, I'm not saying I want him to get it, but it's kind of nice knowing, like, okay, I've already done it once. Like, I'm good now.
Well just like for a little while. It was scary not knowing what it was like. And then when I got it, you know, I was so sick. And I said, you know, if I go get tested and I'm not positive for COVID, I'm freaked out, you know. It turned out, he got tested and it was COVID, and it was like, oh, okay, this is exactly what, you know, I was expecting. And then,
okay, that's good.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was rough, but you at least kind of understood what was coming.
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, it was like an extremely bad cold.
Okay. Like, damn.
Yeah. Fuck that.
That's crazy. That's just nasty shit.
And this affects everybody differently, too.
Well, exactly. I know. So as far as I know, haven't gotten it, but it's a little odd. Like I know that this is a knock on wood situation, but
you're getting it before you walk out of here tonight. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. I've managed to dodge it despite like us doing the thing, like
being in a car with somebody who tested positive.
You were shoulder to shoulder with him. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, practically.
You were next to my shoulder, so you were shoulder to shoulder.
It was the shoulder.
It's like four shoulders.
Yeah, four shoulders, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'm fortunate in that, but also, so my main concern, not even like how the illness will manifest in me, it's how the consequences of it, because having a son in preschool means if I get it, then he's out of preschool for like 15 days.
Jesus Christ.
And financially, that is rough, because there's no like federal paid leave anymore. So unless your employer provides it, which mine doesn't, you're shit out of luck.
Ours doesn't do it either.
I went through, I had short-term disability through work, which was all right. But, you know, $300 a week for a couple weeks to get it even rolling, you know.
It does sucks. So much,
you're so lucky much. Because I tested positive on a Tuesday. I had to miss 7 days of work before a short-term would kick in. And I came back that following Monday is when they had me.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, that sucks.
The worst part was, you know, because the girlfriend and the baby, we all had to stay home, obviously, and you know, we're still paying daycare. None of us are working.
Yeah, so
that was the worst part. We, you know, it's like we're never gonna financially recover from this.
You know, I know, right?
Here we are. We're good now.
No, but that's kind of what I'm facing. Where it's like I would treat this the way that. My parents did back when it was chicken pox. So back when I was in first grade, one kid caught the chicken pox, and we basically were told, like, go lick his face. Like, go get chicken pox, because we're going to get this over with. Because obviously it's way worse if you get chicken pox as an adult, so just get it out of the way as a kid.
Just be done with it.
That would be my approach. I'd go find somebody with COVID and make out with them. And just get it over with.
I mean, you had your chance.
That. I would not recommend it.
Well, because I think at this point, I'm pretty sure the CDC has said natural immunity is better than the vaccine. So why not just get it over with? I'm young enough that, like, it should, in theory, unless I've got some awful underlying thing, it should be fine. Yeah, so I'll go deal with being sick for a week or two and be done with it and have natural immunities, and my body will know what to do with it. So that's my thinking.
Well, so
the old chickenpox approach.
Go down to the deck and just start licking the test strips.
Mm. Yeah, but here's the thing. We got the daycare situation, the preschool. So
you have a heated garage. Go play out there.
Oh, yeah. Amongst the antifreeze and gasoline and welders. Yeah, so I don't know. Well, I'm just going to, you know, hang back and just see what happens. Got to get through this period where everybody's hysterical about everything. And then once all these COVID rules kind of, like, lift, then it won't be as big of a deal to catch it.
That's true. Yeah. Well, we're going to get sooner or later. That's just how it is.
All right.
So, go for it.
COVID done. Boom.
Okay.
Yep. COVID. We covered it.
Done.
Rule number four, we don't talk about COVID on the podcast.
No, because we're all so burnt out on talking about it.
Everybody's just sick of it.
My episode's not going to be the COVID.
It's not going to be the COVID? That's what I'm going to title it, the COVID episode.
Brandon, can you read off the CDC rules and the regulations real quick? And...
Well, you got to be careful. Yeah. If you blink, they might change.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Just Google it yourself.
You'll be all right. So you've got some cool projects.
I do.
You do. So you've got a really nasty little Colt.
Yeah.
And you've got a Fox Body Mustang. So what's going on with those things? Anything new? Gosh.
Well, with the baby, you know, you'd grow up and you'd see all the guys, you know, they'd have a kid, and then, you know, the car stuff would kind of like sit on the back burner for a while, you know, whether it be you, Derek, you know, all the you know. Seen a lot of them, and I was like, that'll never be me. not me. And then, everything's kind of been on the back burner. Yeah. I got the Mustang in the garage right now and got the motor like 3/4 of the way torn out. Got some Gen 4 pistons and rods that I'm going to throw in it and just get it back on the road and just try and limp it around without hurting it. You know, just drive it a little bit.
Just on your burnout. That's awesome. Yeah.
And then the Colt is... what was I doing with that? I think I was swapping up the turbo setup. And then, that's where I was at. Screwing around with that. And then
I love that you still have the Colt.
I know. Don't ever get rid of that.
You
want to
give them a little backstory on the Colt and the history with it?
Well, no, I mean, back in 2009, I was, you know, a pizza delivery driver on a pizza delivery driver budget, and came up with, like, I don't even remember what it was, $4,000 I could spend on a fun car, you know, because I always had my daily driver in a fun car. And I was looking at, like, you know, base model LS1 Camaros, you know, like 98, 99s, and just low quality stuff that was in that price.
A lot of Cavaliers. You know,
it wasn't very much money. Yeah, and then I stumbled across... Colt down, I don't even remember where it was, south of the cities, some Farmville area, and the guy wanted like $2,750 or something for it. Thought it was a pretty good deal because it had a built motor and, you know, enough upgrades to make it worth it. So we carpooled down there with some old car buddies and picked her up and didn't even get a barely test drove it, and it started torrential downpouring. So, like, the guy had, like, the rear interior and, a 55-gallon drum that I could have and all this stuff. It was raining so bad. It's like, I'll take it. Let's get the hell out of here. So we bought it and drove it back from south of the cities at, like, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Pouring rain. Never driven this thing. So it's, you know, just the windshield wipers. It's an 89 Dodge Colt. The wipers are pathetic.
So they kind of work.
They're there, but they don't do a whole lot.
Yeah, so it was sketchy driving it back. And then we stopped, and one of the guys that came with checked the oil and didn't put the cap back on.
Oh, no.
So we start driving, and it's like, oh, no, something's wrong. Pulled over, and it's like, well, the cap's missing. He's like, oh shit, no. You know, I forgot to put the cap on. So it was like, oh, no. So then I had a 89 Honda Civic hatchback, and I ended up taking, like, a rubber boot off the top of a strut and, and, like, What? Dude, we used like a hose clamp to put it over the cap on the valve cover.
Holy shit!
And then yeah, you drive it and it'd swell up like a balloon.
Because the crankcase pressure.
Yeah, yeah. And so I like limped it back home like that, you know. And
that is amazing.
That was how I came into that. And then once we got it home and it stopped raining, wow. I beat the shit out of it and. Pop the head gasket and then spend more money on it.
Yeah, so
that's how cars go, though.
Was it originally 4G63 swapped?
No, but it's always had the 4G64, the G4C in it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is it a 4G63 swap into it?
No. It came 64? Originally with the 1.6 liter 4G61T, and then the previous owner swapped out the motor for the 2.4. It's out of a Glant, a 94 Glant.
Okay.
And it's got an Eagle Talon head. And
nice. Okay, so it, so it's not the Eclipse GSX engine.
Nope. It's the same family.
So it's a, was it the Glant VR4 engine?
Nope, those are two, those are 4G63s too. Those are 2 liters.
Yeah.
So gotcha.
Are, yeah, these are okay. Like, yeah, it's,
this is the big boy. This is the 2.4. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. So then you take the turbo parts, strap that onto that thing.
Yeah.
Tune her up.
Yeah, it's with still, DSM link. It's got the head from a DSM in it.
That's awesome.
Cams, everything for it.
So now you've got, essentially, you've got a much torquier setup with a, yep. like...
In a front-wheel drive, open differential car. Yeah, it's great, dude.
That's so cool. And in a Dodge Colt, of all things, too. An 89 Dodge Colt. Hot hatch thing.
please don't ever sell that car.
I don't think anyone would ever buy it. You know,
it's so cool. It's such a sleeper.
It's something that it's been bought and paid for so long that, you know, it could rot in my driveway and I could sell the motor and still probably get enough out of it, you know, that... I don't know. It's worth it. I'm not gonna get rid of it. No.
Yeah, it's one of those cars that when you hear it, you just fall in love with it because it has so much character. I mean, my God, it's an '80s Colt that makes 300 and some horse, 400 horse somewhere in there.
It's limping now. It's not doing too hot.
It's a little more tired now.
Yeah, it once did 310 at like. Whatever, 10 pounds tuned or...
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So it's just like, you hit boost, the thing does all, like, smokes tires, you know, gets all squirrely, goes ridiculously fast in a terrifying little tin can of a car.
Just a little pop can. Yeah,
it's the best.
Not very safe, especially with the seat belts that when you open the door, they automatically slide down.
Oh, God, that's right. So it's got the auto belts.
Do they work, though?
They...
Sometimes?
Don't hug you very good.
I don't know how well they restrain you.
I got a lap bar. There's a lap bar.
I had a Mazda 626 that had those, and the passenger one wouldn't go up until you hit 55.
What?
I have no clue why. I was with my buddy Tanner.
Wait, and could you test like, that?
That's yeah. like automatic supercar
They would
shit,
stay... It would
It's like the downforce increases with the wind.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh,
active
shit.
Arrow.
No, It would work fine. You open up the door, it would come down like it's supposed to. But when you hopped in it, until you hit like 50 or 55 accelerating onto the highway, it wouldn't go up. It would go up at highway speeds for some reason. And it did, that just happened one day. And
that's
it just
so
stayed
weird.
Like that till I sold it.
Fucking 90s.
And it was like, whatever. Like, right. Like, if we get an accident at 30, you have a lap belt. Like, you'll be fine.
So this is a 626?
Yeah.
So it's basically a Ford Probe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Just a
3 liter
like a Ford Escort.
No,
it's like the Ford Escort.
It had the 4-cylinder in it.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, it's the.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
The Ford Probe is cool. Don't get me wrong. The first gen Probe's pretty sick.
I don't hate them.
Yeah, I remember we used to take that thing to STC,
yeah,
right?
It was a pile of shit, yeah.
It was like the Ford Escort.
Oh, man.
626. Yeah.
It was the first manual car I owned, though.
Was it the turbo one?
That would be the Probe GT, I think. But the
because I think the first gen Probe, they had a turbo model with a 5-speed that you could get.
And then the second gen was a V6 model.
Yes.
And those shared the same motors with the MX6.
Yep.
Okay.
And there none of them are on the road anymore because they're all rusted out.
Yep.
I know.
You literally don't right. see them. You don't see them up here anymore.
Well, and it's kind of a shame. Like, one, it's a shame that they're front wheel drive because the second gen actually looks like it could be a rear wheel drive car. You know?
like a dump 240.
Yeah, exactly. It's a derpy 240. Yeah. Like but I don't hate the looks of them. They're actually all right. And the first gen's like just hilarious. It looks like a wedge.
Dude, it looks so bad.
It's like something you'd park up against a door to keep it open.
Precisely.
Yeah. It's like the poor man's like 944 look, that ugly wedge. Like
right.
I would totally buy a second gen probe, though. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Of course you would, Donnie.
I'm sorry. I like weird shit. My aunt had one of them, and I have fond memories of that car. It was a cool car. It just said Ford on it, and that's what kind of hurt it.
Yeah, for the longest time.
Well, I think Probe is what hurt it.
Probe didn't help either.
Who thought that was a good idea to name it a Probe?
It's like, why
though? Why the Probe? What's
the
probing?
Dodge anal beads, you know? It's just like, you
exactly. Like, wait, so there was a group of people, executives, marketing, douches, like the whole gamut, that's sitting in this room and they're throwing out name ideas and they're like, well, we've done Mustang, you know, we've done Maverick, we've done, you know, all the names.
Taurus and all
when
that.
This is the early 80s? Is that when they came up
yeah,
with it?
Yeah, late 80s.
Okay, so, yeah, what did they all have? The Torino. Fairlane, the Torino, Custom. Like cool all these kind of cool, cool names, you know? And then they're like, oh, I got it.
Well, they probably thought it was futuristic, you know, the Probe.
Yeah, but probe, like probe is a verb.
Yeah
was that like for before what? Aliens were like big? Like,
I mean,
what's probe
did,
like?
I wonder, did they ever do a commercial with aliens trying to advertise the probe that way?
That would not be a good sell. Yeah. That kind of sell them, I don't think.
That this is a chicken and the egg situation. So, what came first, the stereotype of aliens anal probing or the car? So I'm gonna guess the whole anal probe thing came after,
and they're just a bunch. Maybe I don't think so. It probably was around before, and you got just a bunch of clueless fucks at Ford there that are just like, "Yeah, this is a good idea. Yeah. I think you're onto something here." And then it gets out, and everybody's like, "What do you? What is this?"
Can you
like,
imagine explaining to your insurance agent when you got in an accident, like, "Yeah, I got rear-ended. I got hit in the back by a probe."
I got hit in the back by a probe.
Yeah, would you want to have that talk with your insurance guy?
My rear end got hit by a probe.
You just admitted to wanting that.
How
many accidents happened involving those, and they just never reported? And they're like, I'm not making that
call.
Yeah,
it's like, I can't tell.
Give me
that.
The $500 and just go. Yeah.
The $500 to replace it.
Yeah, right. The probe's totaled, Donnie. If you're right.
Well, yeah. Oh, they're worth, what, $1,000, maybe?
I don't, you know, and these days, who knows? Like, the COVID price is getting all fucking wacky.
I saw a 98 Honda Civic four-door go for fucking $8,000.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what is going on?
It's, like, got a clean 97,000 miles on it. You know, people are just limping it, trying not to get it to 100K because it's worth less than,
Isn't that bonkers?
It's like, 8K should buy you a GSR.
Well, in 4 years ago, a GSR could be gotten for $5,000, $4,500, something like that. And now it's just crazy how much these prices have inflated. Yeah, now we're talking like, oh, you want a GSR? Well, that's going to be $8,000. Well, you know, actually, it's probably more than at this point. I don't even know.
I've seen like clean EK and EG Civics go for like...
Jesus.
Shit's hit the fan
the
upstairs.
The stampede is happening upstairs.
Should we be setting up defense?
Could grab your sidearm.
Yeah, somebody grab some sandbags here real quick. Yeah. Oh, wife came home with the kids. Uh-oh. Yeah. She can't see us if we don't move.
Yeah, exactly. Her vision is based on movement.
No, get upstairs. What are you doing? Hi, okay, get upstairs and shut the door. We're trying to make money down here.
Wow. There's so many ways that
there's
could
like
have gone.
Seven people that watch this podcast.
That statement could apply in a lot of ways. Get out here. We're trying to make money.
Well, we're talking about
amateur videos.
This is the after hours.
Our version of casting couch.
Metal folding chair.
Little
does
Brandon know. After the podcast,
he said I'd get 10% of sales.
We'll buy you a dad mod's beanie. How about that?
What's 10% of nothing?
Yeah. Pretty sure that's still nothing.
Sounds like a great investment for you.
Yeah, we're really killing it. Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
You know, it was just a matter of time before that happened.
Yeah.
You've never had that
happen. It was hilarious.
We have not had the kids try to come down here. Mm-mm. She's just happy. She's like, oh, you dad's home. Like, I want to see dad.
You gotta get like a sign, like an open and close kind of thing.
You think she can read?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have a visual that.
Well, she can. Yeah, exactly. It could be just a big middle finger, and if that's out.
I'll just put a sock on the doorknob.
Yeah. That's true.
You just gotta do a GIF or something. You just.
We need like an iPad on the door that just has the shaking head look.
Mm-mm. I'll find a picture of a unicorn breaking in half and I'll just put that on there.
Ooh, you gotta tell him about that now.
Do you know about that? I may have told you that.
What?
Okay.
So when he gave his daughter a.
So my daughter's gonna have to seek therapy in a few years.
Crisis.
God, was it, what, a year ago? Year and a half ago, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
She was being a dick to her brother. She wanted to go somewhere with Christine. She wasn't having it. She said, hey, you got to stay back. We're not doing that, all that. She got upset. And at the time, Roman had a little Mickey Mouse drum set. She walked over and, out of anger, put her foot through the bass drum. Like, it was laying on the floor, and we saw her just walk on it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nope. So I grabbed her by the wrist and dragged her up to her room. And that kid loves unicorns. Fucking loves them. And about a week earlier, maybe 2 weeks, I bought her a fake neon unicorn's head sign, whatever you want to call it, from Menards for like $10, and she loved this thing. Well, I was so pissed off at her. I'm sitting there chewing her out in her room and all that, telling her how she needs to be nice to her brother and all that, and she doesn't have to like him but be nice to him. And I asked her, I'm like, how would you like if I broke something of yours? So I took that and I snapped it in half in front of her face.
Oh my god.
The look on that kid's face, followed by all the fucking tears, like she was, I don't know if I would say traumatized, but it struck something. She realized, like, holy shit, like, dad's not fucking around.
She's cold to the world now.
So, cold-blooded.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. If you break something of his, I will break something of yours. And that's what I did.
An eye for an eye.
Exactly. And guess what? She has not broken a single thing of his since then.
How many toys she got left?
A couple.
Fuck garage sales.
Can only make up two more mistakes before I'm the only thing left.
Yeah, she's trying to calculate how many times she can be mean to her brother. She's hiding all the stuff she really likes and all the shit she doesn't care for. She's just sitting out on a dresser and whatnot. Yeah. Oh, dad can grab this and break this. I don't give a shit about that.
She's got knickknacks she's finding at school.
Oh, that's harsh.
But like I said, it worked. She has not. She's still mean and she's still a little asshole to him. But she hasn't broken anything of his. Because she knows. And she still remembers. She brought it up the other day. She has, again, a bunch of unicorn stuff in her room. And she's like, remember that time you broke my unicorn display? I'm like, yeah, I do remember that.
I'll do it again.
Well, like, when she gets out of bed multiple times, I'll tell her. I'm like, I will take everything except for your mattress. Like, stay the fuck in your room. And I haven't quite gone that far. I haven't disassembled her bed, but I've taken all of her stuffed animals
before. That's my next question is, like, are you taking sheets? Is she literally sleeping on a mattress?
So it's only gotten to the point where I've taken every single stuffed animal out of her room. Because she's six, so she loves her stuffed animals. And she's, like, she's got this big unicorn and then this big dog that she won from a father's daughter's dance. And she sleeps on her top bunk, and she has those, like, guarding her from the railing and the ladder. Mm-hmm. And then all these other little stuffed animals. So when she came out of her room a bunch, and she had a couple warnings, and I told him, like, you come out of your room again, I will go in there with a trash bag, and I will take all your stuffed animals. She came out again. I went downstairs. I grabbed two trash bags. I came up, and I fucking took everything except for the blankets, the pillow, and the mattress. And you know what?
Hardcore parkour.
She went the fuck to bed. She And I hung on to him for, well, I hit him on her. So this might be bad parenting. She asked me what I did with him, and I said I threw him in the trash. But I just hit him really good. She found him like 3 days later. She's like, she's like an angry fucking kid. She comes downstairs one day. She's like, you didn't throw those away. You hid those in mom's closet. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not that big of a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
But you thought I threw them away. And so that was enough. And so yeah, so anytime she acts up, I'm like, I will just start taking shit from her. And I've never taken apart her bed, but I've threatened it before.
Dude, I cannot wait.
And she's
it's a what?
It's so much fun. Kids are a blast, dude. Yeah.
You should have another traumatize one. Your children.
No, you should buy an orphanage. Just have all the kids.
If I could strike out and win a couple mil, I'd have another kid.
You'd have a gaggle of kids.
trying to balance another daycare payment or...
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's impossible these days to have multiple kids.
It's weird. I didn't realize how much the world doesn't really... Or at least the U.S. doesn't really support having kids. It's like it's so unaffordable as it is. And, that's...
What gets even more fun, I'm not going to say where we work, but you get companies that preach like, oh, we have family values. We're a family type company and all that. And then you have a kid and you're like, oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, you're like, my kid's sick, so they're not in daycare.
Yeah.
Oh. Can I have the day off?
And they'll say no.
That's a point.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a demerit.
I need to go to a bunch of doctors. Like Ember has a plastic helmet. And I've missed pretty much all those appointments because if I went to all of them, I would be out of doctor excuses already. Mm-hmm. I would have been out of them in like 2 months. So that's our country is fucked up in that way.
And that's like that's definitely like a part of the overall issue. But it's insane how expensive daycare is.
Oh yeah,
like
we're lucky with our daycare situation
for sure. Like my situation is like, and granted, like we are paying for a really good school because it's got curriculum and all that kind of stuff built into it. But it's like $900 and some a month for my son.
Jesus.
And if I want to put my daughter in, it's the same thing.
So don't we
$2,000 a month? That's $24,000 a year for somebody else to watch my kid.
Why don't we quit our day jobs and open up a fucking daycare?
The three of us?
Yeah, why not? Daycare/shop. We can have the little shits do brake jobs and interesting. Oil changes.
Well, see, that's our first problem.
Child labor laws.
There is actually like a massive shortage
for
child care in this area.
Child labor.
Actually, money in it. But yeah, that's an interesting concept.
I don't know if anybody would want us to watch their kids though.
You'd have to do like a super early, like open at like 2. Because there's a big niche for like that early job that
we work at 6.
Six. And most daycares they might not open. Like mine doesn't open until 6:30. You can't bring them there
That's true.
That's where like if
so we need a 24-hour daycare.
Are you saying there are kids that are having to get up that early to be brought to daycare?
Well,
yeah.
So when the wife works day shift,
wow.
Christine works
fucked as a nation.
So Chris,
if we've made it impossible for like just think about that one thing. So basically your kid has to get less sleep because one parent or both parents have to work.
Yeah.
So if one parent had to work and the other got to take care of the kid is sleep as long as they need to. The consequence of that is that kid is not sleeping enough. And they're probably not going to develop the same way.
Nope.
They're not going to learn the same way because they're going to be exhausted the whole fucking day. God damn.
So I work at 6.
Our podcast is now about solving the world problems. Not, U.S. problems.
Not politics. There's no politics going on.
Yeah, there's no politics here. God damn it, Biden.
But like,
fix this.
So like, I work at 6. When Christine works days, she works at 7. So that means she's getting up 5:45 and then getting all three kids up and out of the door by 6:30.
God damn.
Luckily, like I said, drop them off at my mother-in-law's, but if we had daycare, how do you find a daycare that opens up at 6:30? If you get lucky though.
Yeah.
I know a lady who does daycare and she doesn't open up till 7.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah, this is nuts.
No.
This is such a problem.
We should open up a daycare. We should monetize dad mods on the podcast and open up a daycare.
Well, we have to get to that point with to be able to monetize it. But we're almost there.
Almost there.
But to make good money,
doing daycare. Doing
daycare, I feel like we'd have to be doing so many diapers and all this stuff, and then just to go home and like, I don't know,
man. Deal with it again.
It's not everyone's cup of tea. I think that's I don't know.
That's like
it's one thing like, oh, you know, a couple kids, you know, but you're talking like 10 kids.
It's gonna be a lot. I'm not sure what the legal ratio is. I think it might be somewhere in the area. It depends of like on the 5-1 or 8-1 or something.
The wife looked into this. It depends on the age. You're allowed like one infant, and then X amount between like 2 and 6 and whatever.
Yeah.
But the more staff you have, the more that opens up.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So it's all like it's a ratio, and I think the going rate is like somewhere around, I think it's like $40 an hour per or $40 a day per kid. So you'd have to watch up quite a few kids, like for you individually to be able to justify the cost. So if you're making $20 an hour, if that's your goal, which is obviously too low, so if you're making $20 an hour, that's your wage. Times 8 hours, $160 a day, or $160 a day,
something like that.
So then you're looking at to do that, you'd need 4 kids. You'd have to watch 4 kids for that day, basically. So you got 3 kids.
I was gonna say I'm already there.
What about 3 same age kids?
Oh, you
so did. Three so, Harpers.
So just to do that, you'd have to do 4 kids.
So you'd have to do 4 per kid. So just to meet $20 an hour ratio.
Which
the business itself also needs to make money as well. Like, you can't just simply break even.
But, like, 4 kids Harper's age at 5 and 6, like, at that age, they're pretty independent. Like, they need help with things and stuff like that.
They're sassy. They get attitudes.
Newborns. But they also, they're old enough to where they can entertain themselves a little bit. You don't have to constantly.
What if you had 4 kids that were, like, forming an alliance against you?
Oh, that's easy. You just take the high ground.
What's the high ground?
Hey, you put them at the bottom of the stairs. You stand at the top and you're like, bring it on, motherfuckers.
Throw things at them?
Yeah, exactly. Have you not seen Star Wars? Do you not know how this works? They come up there, you fucking just hit them in the knee.
Okay. So, yeah, this would be crazy. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. It's a broken system to begin with. It's so screwed up. Because when we sit here and start doing the money side of it, we go... Jesus.
Well, then you have all the overhead too.
You have to watch so many kids.
No, if you have it at your house, you have all of your own utilities. You have to provide food for these kids.
Yeah, you have to feed the little shits.
we pay like $4 an hour. So
$4 an hour?
Yeah, so 8 hours, you know, $32.
$32 an hour.
Which doesn't seem like much. And then when she hits like, was it 2 years old or something? It drops, I think, to like $3 or $2 an hour or something. Which to me, it's like that's cool.
Yeah, but that means you have to work an hour and a half every day just to pay for your child care for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds miserable. But I
yeah, this is a mess. This is a broken system.
It's a broken system.
This is a broken system.
I am surprised there aren't more employers that offer daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Like our company, there's what 500 people that work there between all the shifts.
I mean, I think that's a stretching it a tad. Maybe, yeah, probably like
400.
400.
Okay. Still, that's a good amount of people. How do they not have a little daycare? Like, they can even take it out of your paycheck, but if they offer daycare to you cheaper than what you currently have, and you have the convenience of just dropping your kid off when you go to work,
would you trust them?
No.
That's the thing.
That's where we come into play.
Yeah, exactly. You guys will work it.
Have you met our engineers? They can play with blocks. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's them eating the paste that I'm worried about.
See, that's the thing. Is like I don't like the idea of individual employers being responsible for it, because it's more of like pushing the responsibility onto the employer, which is the same thing as like having employer controlled or like employer-based healthcare system, which is what we have. And clearly when situations like COVID happens, it all fucking falls apart because no one's employed.
Then you have the argument like, oh, at least I have a choice this way. No, you don't. You have whatever your company offers, and then they cover what they want to cover. And
it just makes more sense that like we as a country need to accept that there's a significant issue here, and that we have to subsidize the system. You know, you have to pay for quality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So
I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. I haven't researched it enough to make like statements about like how we fix it. We all quit our jobs at
the exact same time.
A general strike.
Just stop production across the board. Every single industry, just stop.
So you're saying we need to have a general strike?
Yeah. Just yeah. Everyone, we just shut the country down for a day.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons.
What happens when they can hold out?
They won't though.
And people are looking for jobs, and they just replace you.
Well, there's the likelihood of that happening. But
foodless,
strength in numbers.
Dude, you shut down general strike. You shut down the economy for 4 hours. Oh, you imagine what that would cost this country in GDP?
If our country could be that coordinated, there's much we can.
we came semi-close once. The whole Area 51 thing that happened a couple years ago.
Oh my god.
That was a bunch of random people on the internet.
That wasn't even close to being a real thing.
That was not very coordinated, buddy. That was a shit show. Oh, I think January 6th was much more coordinated.
Using that
chaos.
As an example is like counterproductive.
Shows how much I pay attention to what's going on.
I'm thinking
world.
More like Hands Across America. That was a little more coordinated.
I don't know. Hands Across America.
You're too young.
Okay. That must happen in the 80s.
It did. Yeah, it did actually. It was the 80s or 90s or something like that. It was some big peace thing that they tried to do. It's silly.
Hands, like literally hold hands across America.
I'm not kidding you, that's it.
Did they do it though?
I think in some cities, yeah.
That's still kind
of
cool.
It was just a big act of peace. That's what they're trying to do.
It's better than celebrities singing Imagine or some shit like that.
Oh my god. Our country's falling apart right now. We've got like, what is it, Jesse from Breaking Bad singing or something?
Yeah, something like that. Just way off key and singing some Alanis Morissette song
that's right.
Or some shit.
He was doing the Black Lives Matter thing where he was just like, I take responsibility. He was in that like black and white. It was a black and white video of like a bunch of white people saying I take responsibility. Like it's pretty cringy. Like,
I've not seen that.
I appreciate the sentiment behind it, but it's really pathetic. It's like, I take responsibility. Okay, what are you gonna do to solve the problem?
Yeah,
or are you just sitting on a camera saying I take responsibility?
Yeah, are you holding rallies? Are you donating money? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not doing shit. You're not solving the problem. That's exactly it. Yeah. Oh, man. Fuck. Wow, we are really tackling the big problems today.
That's what you do. So vote for us. We'll be the first
vote for us.
We'll be the first trio.
We're the
of,
us
presidents.
Party.
Yeah, the us party.
So if we are a political party, we're going to get political. We're going to break rule number two.
Oh, that's fine.
We're not going to get political. But if we were a political party, what would we stand for?
I don't know. Free food every Tuesday?
Hookers and blow. Universal hookers and blow.
Well, first off, we're going to change the speed limit in Iowa to whatever the fuck you want to do so you can just get out of the goddamn state.
Yeah, so what is it? Montana used to not have speed limits on like their main highway, right?
Northern Iowa does not need a...
Remove that law.
Yeah, Northern Iowa and Western Kansas does not need a speed limit. Just
exactly.
Fucking go as fast as you want. Don't kill each other. Mm-hmm. So that's problem number one we're going to fix.
Great.
what are we running for again? And where is our like jurisdiction?
We're a third party. We're so there's what? There's the Democrats, Republicans, Green Party.
The Legal Weed Party.
Shit.
They always pop up. Or maybe that's local.
That's the thing.
There's like four different parties for that nowadays.
There's a handful of parties, and I'm drawing a blank. Libertarians. The libertarians. So I think we would probably make our own. What do we call it? It's our own party. What would we call that party?
The libertarians.
The libertarians.
Way too close to the other one.
Like we're all about reading books.
The green libertarians.
The green libertarians. So
we'll just cover both of them.
We could do better than that.
Yeah.
It'd have to be like...
Would it be car themed? Wow.
We're okay. Really good at
We're
going
to go another direction with this. Moving on. I don't know, man. I think I would... there's a lot
party
of...
Party LS, because we're dependable.
What's that?
We'll be Party LS, because we're dependable.
That's kind of
a little cheesy. That's
no, okay, cheesy. Oh, that's, whatever.
Maybe the pizza party
would be the 90
because they're yummy.
That's what we do. Like that's what all the boomers did. They're like, hey, good job, guys. Here's a pizza party, not a raise. Here's a pizza party. So that's where we're gonna be. We're gonna be the pizza party.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and what we stand for is universal pizza.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's our first political stance, is that we would just say universal pizza. We're going to subsidize the pizza industry, make sure that everybody has access to quality pizza. There it is, we're on to something. Yeah, that's how we solve the hunger issues.
It's got to be affordable.
And are we going to build housing out of pizza boxes? That's how we solve the housing problem.
Around here, I don't know that would work.
But next
on the agenda is going to be obesity, so we might want to watch out.
Oh, shit. You're right. But what if it's like universal broccoli pizza or something like that?
We want people to like us.
Yeah, that's true.
Cauliflower crust.
Yeah, it's
cauliflower. Gluten-free, free-range vegetarian pizza for you. Yeah, okay.
That's right. Nobody would like us.
get a free water with it.
With organic rain-washed spinach.
There's no GMOs at all.
Kale pizza.
And the box was hand-knit by,
it was knit?
By, 14-year-olds. I don't fucking know.
Oh my god. Okay, so we'll backtrack on that. But I still stick with the universal pizza.
Oh yeah, everyone should have access to pizza.
Yeah, so what would be the other thing? So we want to make sure that we're not going to send people down the obesity road. What would be the, what would be the counterpoint? So we'd have Anytime Fitnesses everywhere.
You'd have some sort of
how about an incentive to actually use
diet pills. With every pizza you get a diet pill.
Or we could just stick them in the crust.
Methamphetamines.
we take felons and we make them clean up our roads.
That's a good idea.
Well, I can dig that. I like that idea. I can for sure dig that.
You don't even have to be felons. It could just be weekend stays at the jail or something.
Less incarceration, more public service.
Yeah.
That is an actual quality tangible goal.
You fucked up and now you have to go fill potholes.
And now you gotta 100%. Now you gotta go clean up Skyline Wall.
Yeah, there you go.
For sure. Yeah. And I think
you gotta clean up the shitters in Park Point.
The penalty should relate to the penalty should relate to what the offense was. So yeah, exactly.
So if
you're spray painting a wall,
you got caught dealing heroin, you got to go pick up heroin needles.
Out of Lincoln Park.
You're not done until you collect 1,500.
Or you need to work at a chemical dependency treatment place or something like that. You need to go be a custodian there.
So what happens if you kill somebody? What's your community service then?
Roadkill. You got to pick up roadkill. There's so many dead deer all over the place. You got to go tuck them in. And there's no shovel or anything.
Do they just give you a spatula and a pair of rubber gloves?
Just rubber gloves. Not even leather ones, just straight rubber.
Or is that feeding an addict?
Yeah, that's true. They may actually get off on that.
That's true.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of
Let's see.
There'd be too many people picking up roadkill.
Yeah, which we should do that. Maybe the murderers.
Let's redirect them to a better task.
They just go to jail.
They just go to. Maybe there's jail for some offenses.
Yeah, we got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, so I can agree with that. Okay.
Yeah, and basically, anything below a certain point would just you just got to clean up a highway.
So misdemeanors and stuff like that. Lower offenses.
For sure.
You got a DUI, you have to go pick up broken glass downtown or something like that. Okay.
1,500 pounds. He's going to be out there all summer.
That's so funny. It's not by the hours, it's by the poundage.
Because the hours could be worked, if this guy wants to go somewhere and collect 1,500 pounds of glass bottles or of whatever of trash, he could. But
that's true.
You hit him with 80 hours and he's smoking joints, walking, doing whatever, real direct. It's not like he's really working for it, but if he's got to collect the weight, then he's actually gonna have to put an effort
charge hours. If you can complete the task in less time than what we would expect, then great, you get the compensation.
If you can bring
us
1,500 pounds real quick, you can have the rest of the day off.
If you needed 100 pounds of heroin needles, how many needles do you think you'd have to pick up?
Jesus.
I'm no expert on that subject.
I'm not saying you are.
I reckon it'd probably be 10 to 12 heroin needles in a pound. I don't know. Somebody's got to know.
I'm going to guess it's probably about 100.
So if you know add your answer in the comments. And
Okay.
1,500 pounds of heroin needles is going to be like a Duluth summer or something.
Right. Like, yeah, that's true. I wonder, like, what state uses the most heroin?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You have to, like, ship people there.
I have no clue. It's probably Illinois. I don't know.
That's
no.
That's
have you been to Illinois?
Yeah, once.
Yeah, I don't care for it. Chicago is a mess.
I went down there with Glenn to grab to Durango.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that in Illinois.
Yeah, but we were only in Illinois for like I felt like minutes.
And then he's had problems with it a couple of times since buying it.
0.1 pound is what a syringe weighs.
So you need 10 needles to get a pound?
I guess.
That doesn't mean maybe chock full of heroin.
0.1 pound.
0.1 pound. So that's like, so 16 you only need ounces 10? In a pound.
That doesn't seem right.
That doesn't seem, I don't know. What does I say mean, hold on, hold on, hold on. You need a handful. Donnie, run outside real quick. Grab a heroin needle.
Okay, just because I live in West Oak.
Yeah. You know they're out there. They're melting. It's melting.
You know what? You know what's fucking terrifying? Up. I have found one. Not directly in front of my house, but like on our block. I have found one.
Not on your property. That's not though.
Terrifying. No. You live in West Duluth, Donnie. I live out here too.
why do you think it's so cheap out here? Why we got such a good deal?
Mm-hmm. Is it subsidized by the heroin industry?
Yeah, something like that. No, it's cheaper than, you know, Lakeside.
It's getting up there. I don't
know. It's true. Everything's getting up there.
My taxes have kind of been
saying otherwise.
Kind of trending in the very wrong direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
they,
my
they
God.
They always
yeah.
do. They always.
Property taxes?
Yeah. They always find
well, part of the problem, one, we are way overtaxed in this area to begin with.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
We also keep approving all of these property tax based changes. So it's like we're subsidizing the school industry or this school district. So every time there's a new change and they approve more money going into it, it comes out of property taxes as well, which there was another one approved not too long ago that increased our property taxes like 15% or something like that. So,
well, is there anything the average man can do about this?
Because we have a political party that
join
might be able to help out with this.
Pizza party.
Yeah, the pizza party. There it is. This is how we fix everything. Through the pizza party.
Yeah, join your city council.
Yeah, pretty much. Join the city council. Get involved in the
school board.
School board. That's it. Yep.
Not to be confused with a surfboard or skateboard.
Yes, correct. But you can use those to get to the school board meeting.
That's true. You'd be very hip if you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a surfboard.
You might have to carry the surfboard across the way. Yeah.
If you walked in the meeting carrying a surfboard,
I would have instant respect for you because who the fuck does that?
That'd be a lot of questions.
Be like, oh, I just had to surf over, guys. Yeah, sorry, I'm a little late.
Lean it up against the wall.
I'm here with the pizza party. running for office this year.
All right, Mr. Pineapple, you want to discuss your topics?
Ooh. That I don't know. That's like the out of left wing kind of candidate. The
pineapple.
The pineapple and Canadian bacon.
I'm perfectly fine. You know what's one of my favorite pizzas? Pineapple and pepperoni.
Yeah, that's. I was gonna say that's.
That's so good.
That's a classic good pizza.
Yeah, I'm all about the Hawaiian.
Yeah, you get the sweetness with the pineapple.
Hold on. Is this three people in the same room that all say that pepperoni or pineapple belongs on pizza?
Oh shit, dude!
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So this will probably be our last episode.
We are really progressive.
Yeah. It's got to be 12% of the total. Pineapple.
We could put that on our ballots, though.
Oh, man. That's true. That could be one of the ballot initiatives.
Yeah, look
at that. Does pineapple belong on pizza? And then we would know how the people feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's one of those subjects that, like, abortion. Pineapple. You don't want to bring up pineapple. It's gonna trigger people. You know, one way or the other. They're either gonna be pro pineapple or like, you know, super against it. Or they're gonna battle. Like they're gonna
be okay with pineapple as long as it's not somebody they know is eating pineapple.
Yeah, not on my pizza.
Not the guy who's making our wedding cake.
Yeah, as long as you don't put pineapple on my wedding cake, that's fine.
Okay. I love the tangents. This is great.
Like when people ask, it's like, oh, what's your podcast about? I'm like, I have no fucking clue. I have no clue what it's about. I've been doing it for like a year and a half. I have no
it's
fucking clue.
It's about whatever you want it to be about.
Some days it's about pineapple and abortions, and some days it's about race cars.
The pizza party. Yeah.
Just a variety.
Oh man. This is amazing. This is amazing. We're gonna have to create the pizza party. I wonder what it actually takes to get on a ballot. Like how does one get on the ballot?
I don't know.
It's gotta be money. It's gotta be a money thing.
Yeah. Well, in smaller running to where the fuck they are, like running for the school board or something like that, it's probably not too hard. There's probably not a lot of money involved in that. If you're going for like governor,
like you're trying to be on like a national ballot or something.
Yeah, there's somebody. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta be a somebody.
How many pizzas do you think we'd have to sell to be on the national ballot?
Dude, no way. No way. Wait. Now we're selling pizzas. No way you're touching.
Now we're just pro pizza. We're just pro pizza.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you don't want to take on one of the big guns, you know? Nobody, you've heard. Nobody out pizzas the hot, dude. There's no way you
can. At a close race for third in the national ballot, Pizza Hut takes the win over the pizza party.
You know, just the fact that we have no idea how to even become part of the presidential race.
I think that's why we should
is
run.
A sign of the problem.
They don't teach you that in school because it's not a realistic goal.
No,
right?
They're like, yo,
maybe
right?
It is.
You'll never have enough money or enough dirt on somebody.
No, playing the recorder is way more important.
The recorder?
Oh god, I remember that. Yeah, I learned that from hot cross buns. Like, yeah, that really made me go far in life.
No, like I'm dead serious. I wonder what it takes. Could it just literally be you can sign up? Like, is there a cost?
Then that makes me wonder.
You're going to have to go through some screening where it's going to be like in the polling or whatever, in the vote or the whatever. There's going to be something where it's like the top five or whatever. There's no way that they're going to have, because there's going to be so many, how many random dudes like us are like, oh, what would I got to do?
They write their own name on their ballot or something.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Look, you think about the amount of people that have ran, though. Like, there's the
boot on his head.
Yeah, like, what the hell's his name? Damn it. The dude with the boot on his head.
Yeah, he a guy that, you know that guy?
He's got a hilarious name.
Yeah, and he looks like Gandalf with a fucking rubber boot on his head.
Wait, was like he the noodle guy? The guy that the pasta god guy?
Oh, the Pastafarian?
Was it that? Wasn't that
I him? Don't think he was a Pastafarian. That's not the guy that wore a strainer on his head.
Vermin Supreme. And the fucking guy ran for president.
Yeah.
The guy. And he was really popular.
Yeah, he got some votes.
Is he all tatted up too?
No, that's just a shirt. I know the people probably can't see that. Yeah.
Let's see that thing. Let me see that again.
Vermin Supreme.
Oh yeah, what a goofball. I mean, he is more goofy than any of the other candidates.
I was gonna say, if he can run though, so can the pizza party.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. So that's what gets me thinking. Like, what did it take for Vermin Supreme to be able to run?
To find out, you Google searching it.
So right now, I'm gonna flip on over to a little bit of screen sharing here.
Make sure you have the right browser.
Show the people.
I haven't deleted the history on that thing, so.
did you?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Dated on 16.
Okay, so we're bounced on over
all
to the
girls over 18.
Vermin Supreme screen here now. So for those who aren't aware, this guy actually ran. It was in 2020. Yeah, he ran in 2020 and maybe 2016.
I wonder if he got into any debates or anything like that.
No way.
Probably not.
No, that's part of the problem too. Is like you need to be able to actually get into the debates.
You have to have money to do that shit because you have to travel the country and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it makes me wonder if it's like so grassroots operations do a lot to, like, you know, if you've got the money behind you through like crowdfunding and stuff like that, like that's kind of all it takes.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it. So like if we got a big enough following,
It starts with social media. I mean, like, look at Wall Street Bets with the whole, like, GameStop thing. Yeah. All it takes is a couple people spreading the info, and then it becomes this big, big shit show. But that's what it started with.
100,000 people or more.
Wall Street Bets literally started with one dude. Yeah, like, the whole GameStop thing was one dude.
I was on Wall Street Bets as that blew up.
Yeah. One dude started that by spreading the information. Everyone was like, holy shit, this thing is way shorted. Let's pump money into it. And it's obviously not a one-to-one because, like, clearly people get really excited with the opportunity to make money. So that's how that spreads so fucking fast. But when it comes to, like, social media movements, like, it just kind of takes a few people giving a shit. And, like, all of a sudden it spreads like wildfire. So
there's a possibility.
Does the pizza party have hope?
I think so.
Yeah, and the best part, what we run on is, like, let them dig the dirt. You know?
Yeah, come at us.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, yeah, you know, like, I've fucked up in my lifetime. I've done drugs.
That's the party. We stand for transparency.
Donnie's got hemorrhoids. I got blood in my semen.
This guy's not allowed within 100 yards of a school, so whatever. Yeah,
exactly. We're normal fucking people.
I can see it now. So, pizza party, where do you guys stand on the word peace? Well, just don't be a fucking dick. Okay.
Then don't be a dick. Yeah, that's a dick. Okay. Literally, like, instead of Obama's, like, hope and all that bullshit, it'll just say, don't be a dick.
Yeah. It'll be a dick with, like, a cross out. There'll be stickers.
That's
everywhere.
Maybe not great optics. yeah.
We could do
this. I can dig it.
We should do this.
I can dig it.
We should run for office.
Wait, yeah, we should.
So I think only one of us can be president, though.
And the first thing we tackle is daycare.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, at this point, any candidate who promises that their primary focus is on, like, daycare and healthcare, you're in there.
Yeah,
everybody's so fucking screwed over all that.
Well, healthcare is rather simple. I mean, if you eat healthier pizzas, you won't go to the hospital as much, and you'll be fine.
So we are pro pizza, but we're also pro cauliflower pizza and pro, like, triple cheese, double crust.
Yeah,
like,
don't drive to your local pizza place, man. Fucking run there.
Yeah,
so you exercise, you get pizza, and so they, like, toss each other out.
So what? You got 12 people, and you're carrying 5 boxes and 3 cases of wings. Yeah, just run back.
Strap that shit to your back and just run there.
Our jobs program will be pizza delivery. It will be running
on foot.
Think about
it. So we will pay you $75,000 a year. That will be the subsidy to deliver pizzas by foot.
But hold on, at what pace? I mean, like,
as fast as you can.
So like, are you
say
Bolt
will be the
best?
You're
only hiring track sprinters or what? Like,
fantastic.
Well, you're hiring just super slow people, and they're just
be delivering it.
It's
to
like,
fat
people. Yeah, yeah. You want me to walk down to Lincoln Park from 20th Avenue East? Yeah, sure. I'm on my way.
Well, then we just make sure that there's a pizza joint like every mile.
So just walking station.
I think this is how we can also get people to vote for the pizza party. So instead of, like, delivery drivers, when they drop off your pizza, they have that little coupon always taped to the box. That could be a flyer to vote for the pizza party.
There it is. That's what we start with.
Easy advertisement. Fuck saving $3 off your large pizza.
But why would – what's Pizza Hut or Domino's or any of the big names, why would they support us?
Because we will promise to –
Are we going
to
use –
tax cuts.
We're gonna
they get tax cuts.
We'll have like Pizza Hut advertising in the White House if we make it.
I mean, Trump already got McDonald's for everybody.
When somebody wins the Super Bowl, they can come over and have a slice.
We're onto something here.
We got this. We definitely got this.
There's gonna be like anti-pizza party that comes out. Like,
yeah, right. Well, what's even anti-pizza? Like, where do you go with that?
Salad people.
I'm guessing it's real dark.
The salad people. Yeah. But here's the thing: the salad people, I bet nobody likes them.
No, because they probably try to toss that.
Do you know 80% of Americans are overweight? And you're like, oh my gosh, get out.
Will you just shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Do you know 100% of the people that say that sound like nerds?
Exactly. We're just pro fun. Yeah, the pizza party is pro fun.
Exactly. I've never ate a pizza and didn't enjoy it and, like, was sad about it.
Exactly. Yeah, like, we just want to make America fun again.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
That's our slogan.
Make America fun again.
Yeah.
Vote pizza party.
Yeah, This could work.
This could work.
We got this. We can solve all the fucking problems.
We don't need hookers and blow. We just need pizza and fun.
Yeah. Which includes hookers and blow.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're pro-sex industry. Well, that's subtle. We're really quiet about that.
Well, yeah.
And if prostitution was legalized, the world would be better off. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, we're like, wait, don't focus on
pineapple on pizza, so legalized prostitution.
We're just
exactly.
We're tax the shit out of it, and we can say this school was built by prostitution money. There you go.
Donnie, they would call it, like, adult services industry. There's no way they would call it, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Granny prostitutes. This was built by the Mothers for Prostitutes of America.
We named it after the money. This is Hooker Elementary.
Hooker Elementary, yeah.
Happy endings. Elementary.
It's an all-boys school. It's called the Johns.
No. Gosh. Boy.
No?
No, it's good. It's funny. It's just cringy.
It's just dark.
Send your kids there, dude. I'm not.
So we'll have to think about the marketing side of this a little more.
But we're
on to something.
We legalize prostitution, you legalize weed. That there's all the income on, we possibly
tax the
need.
Shit out of it.
Tax the shit out of it. We can fix
there
we all go. The roads.
That would have to be second term. There's
that's
no
it.
Way we're going to be able to get that.
There it is. So our priorities are high taxation industries. So legalize drugs.
Oh,
not
yeah.
just weed.
All
drugs.
Fucking
legalize drugs.
You want to do heroin? That's fine, but you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, obviously, we legalize
it. You're not
going
to be able to afford to do heroin.
We tax the shit out of it, and the taxation goes to the treatment systems and stuff like that as well. The remainder of that money goes... We prioritize roads and bridges
and
stuff like that. And then we legalize weed, and the money goes into
daycare. So what are we doing then with the felons that are no longer cleaning up our roads? What are they going to be doing? Painting old buildings.
You drop a lot.
Exactly.
You drop
literally,
a lot
of landscaping.
Massive art program.
You drop a lot of the felons, though, because they're not locked up on drug charges.
Exactly. They're contributing members of society.
So they're
not sitting in a jail cell.
Less fentanyl overdoses because it's like medically made.
100%.
We got
fuck
this.
Fentanyl.
We fucking got this.
We got this. I mean, the pizza party.
Yeah.
Make America fun again.
With
I do this because I imagine a banner above me that says Make America Fun Again. I'm not doing this just because I'm TikToked.
Yeah. This could work. I think we have a game plan here.
You guys don't. Oh, okay. I need to give context to the TikTok thing.
I know what TikTok is.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, you know who your mom's house is? The,
yes,
the podcast?
I know what your mom's
house is.
Tom
Segura and Christina Pajitsky's podcast.
Oh, interesting.
She likes to show off TikTok videos, and they've kind of coined the phrase, you're TikToked, as in you're R-worded.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of the TikTok videos she finds are ridiculous of these just idiotic people
most,
or whatever.
Most
so
of them are.
You're TikToked, so that's where that comes from.
I don't think we're TikToked.
That's the joke of it.
I think
is
we
that
have
not.
A, think
you're
we have
just
a legit
goofy.
Plan. I think we have a legit plan here.
It's the implication that you're goofy. Yes, we're on to something here.
So first we govern Minnesota and show that it works.
So
and we take over the country.
How do we begin marketing? Because one of my first thoughts is, like, paper plates that says, like, the pizza party on it.
So I think we first have to start by taking over city council or something local. Mm.
And
then you have to be successful there. And then you could use that to alley-oop yourself maybe in a little bit bigger role, maybe something with a little bit more influence.
We all live in West Duluth.
We can make a difference.
West Duluth's city council member, just Mike, was it Medved or whatever?
Yep.
Medved, Derek Medved.
Yep.
Didn't he just resign?
Yeah, I read that he now owns, 11?
Yeah, he bought out a shitload of Minimarts or something like that.
So, cool. So he can't double dip.
So wait, are we saying that there's an empty council seat?
And there's a bunch of drugs in West Duluth that we can legalize, so we got this.
Vote the pizza party.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out which one of us is going to run.
We could all three be there, and you just
there we go.
Record it, and then we'd just all be filled in.
There is never a proxy seat. There will always be somebody sitting in that chair.
We could just be one of us. Represent
or,
an entity.
Or we could do like normal
pizza
politics
party. Pizza party.
And just get a Muppet that we control.
Donnie, that's a
nice
terrible idea.
That's how politics
but nobody
work.
Likes puppets.
That's true.
We're not going to be like them, Donnie. That's
Jeff
not,
Dunham.
We're not politics. We're the pizza party.
That's yeah,
the
exactly.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
that's
you
can go first.
We're as real as it gets.
We're a slice of fresh air, all right?
with half off cheesy bread.
Wow. That is so good.
That's a fucking t-shirt. That's what that is.
Wow. We're a slice of fresh air.
That needs to be put on one of those little fucking cardboard signs in somebody's yard.
That's really good. We're onto something here.
Something could happen.
I'm not kidding you. I would 100% sit in. I would be a city council member.
I'd fucking do
I would
it.
Happily do it.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
I just don't know where to begin.
Well, I feel like there'd be a lot more time commitment.
Yeah. I don't think it's a full-time job because the pay is probably shit, but it's probably a part-time job on top of what you're working now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure the commitment.
Yeah, you probably have random meetings and stuff like that you have to sit in on.
I'm into it. I don't care.
It's fine.
That's cool. Fine. I'm in the pizza party.
Yeah, we got this.
we're the pizza party.
Yeah, we're chill.
Damn it.
You fucking this up, dude?
I love this terrible sound.
You're just fucking this up, aren't you?
Oh, man.
How'd you do that?
It's just like this little tightening.
We haven't
made
attachments yet for the microphone, so they're kind of half-ass clamped on here.
Yeah, we will do that.
Don't look at it the wrong way, because it might just fall into the floor.
It might.
It very well could.
Yeah.
It probably will.
Well, boys, I feel like, how do we top that? Like, that was...
Well, like most good pizzas, you know, quality toppings and free breadsticks.
Jesus.
No?
No. No, we got to do better than that.
Yeah, I feel like you keep transitioning to, like, we're actually going to be selling pizza here. We're not doing
that. No, that's true. We're just pro pizza.
What we want to do is rally the pizza companies and the pizza lovers, which should be basically be everyone.
That's true.
We don't want to pit anyone against each other by...
No. I'm not saying that.
That's true. We are strictly pro pizza. We're not in the business of pizza.
The second you start selling something, somebody else's can be better than yours. You could screw someone could be mad at you.
That's true.
Fair enough.
That's true.
A product.
And you got like one idiot who doesn't cook things enough, and then you've got a lawsuit. So we are just strictly pro pizza. We will leave the pizza ing to the pros that we are just simply pro pizza.
That makes me happier.
Let the responsibility land on somebody else. We will deal with the logistics of running government by subsidizing the pizza industry.
Fine with that.
That's how you get big money behind this.
Get the pizza industry.
Get the pizza industry behind us.
Could do that.
That's got to be a multi-trillion-dollar industry.
Oh, easily.
My God. Yeah.
At least.
100%. You know how much money is in fucking. Or you know, you used to manage a pizza place. I used to work at a Sammy's Pizza when I was in college, and I think the average pizza cost like $2 to make or something like that, and they were charging people $24 a pizza.
I reckon there's got to be hundreds of trillions.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
I'm going to guess billions. I'm going to guess there's billions in it, but that's still a pretty big... Think trillions?
I mean, are we talking worldwide or just in the
U.S.? Worldwide. Yeah, worldwide's trillions for sure.
So is it up there with the oil market then? Because there's billions and trillions of dollars involved in that, too. Hmm.
Bro, they're proofing their dough in oil. Like,
I mean, they got to deliver
it. They're all about that oil industry.
That's so funny. So is there like a pizza futures market? So there's like we're betting on the futures. And it's like, oh, pizza's trading at da-da-da today.
Pizza as a whole, it's just... Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's almost $200 a barrel for dough.
Pepperoni is up at, you know,
is it an all-time high?
Well, unfortunately, anchovies dipped again.
Unfortunately.
It's been dipping a lot.
No shit.
Ever since the Ninja Turtles were off.
Ever since pineapple was grown.
Oh, my God.
I love it. We got good ideas.
This is a good idea. Okay, so, and if you guys want to support the pizza party, well, first by just comment.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to support the pizza party. If that's something you'd be interested in, do you want to be a part of the pizza party? Do you want to join the coalition, the masses rallying behind the force of the pizza party? We are going to make changes. We're going to improve this this country. Get ready for the new pizza world order.
New pizza world order?
Now, do you go by...
New world pizza order.
Do you go by TPP? Or
the new world pizza order. I like that. Wait, what would that be? New World Pizza Order. NWPO. The NWPO. Get behind the NWPO. No nukes. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for another Brews with the Dudes podcast.
Yeah.
Follow the pizza party.
Yeah, follow the pizza party.
Join football. The pizza party.
I have to stop them.
Vote pizza party. See you later, guys.
Bye.